Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the center, and I'm here today again with my co-host, Priscilla Weigel, who is our coaching inclusion coaching project coordinator.
Hi,
Priscilla.
Great to be here.
And we are going to talk about a really important issue today. And so we've invited Dia Anderson, who's been a guest on the program before, who is coordinator of our inclusion consultation program and is also currently training in play therapy. So welcome, Dia.
Thanks for having me back.
And so we really thought today a great topic for our listeners, particularly those who do child care and early education, would be to talk about attachment and that whole relationship building in light of the fact that a lot of parents are hearing about ideas, sometimes the concepts called cry it out, or so letting their infants cry until they soothe themselves or stop crying. And sometimes the notion is so they can have them sleeping through the night so they can get back to work and be more rested, get them into child care, and the baby's more rested. And the idea has come and gone throughout the years, but it's kind of popular or big again now. And so from a mental health and attachment viewpoint, you two, I thought we would talk about it today and just get kind of a dialogue going.
Great.
Sounds good to me.
Good topic.
So let's just get right into it.
Well, the attachment relationship is really the foundation for the child's development and future relationships. So, you know, a really, really huge piece of that is just that whole idea of, can I trust that there's somebody that's going to meet my needs? And when a baby's born, that's the only way that they really have to communicate is through their cries. Mm-hmm. And so if, you know, parents are not listening to those cries, then, you know, children, it's sending that message that, well, sometimes somebody's here to meet those needs and sometimes somebody isn't.
Right. Which can be kind of a scary thing. And how does that impact that relationship, in your view, between that young infant and...
Well, I guess in my opinion, it sort of sets the stage for just a lack of trust. Mm-hmm. In that basic relationship with either parent or a caregiver for that matter. You know, you need that basic trust just to even continue developing a strong relationship and to help set the stage for future relationships too. Mm-hmm. So without that trust piece, it's pretty hard to really develop socially and emotionally in a healthy way.
So when we're thinking then about parents or caregivers who are dealing with perhaps a new infant in childcare, and I was just talking with a provider just last spring about this because she has a child in her care that was very used to sleeping in their car seat. But as a provider, that's not an okay place for that baby to be sleeping. He needed to be in a crib at her home. Mm-hmm. And so she was trying to transition this child out of the car seat at rest time, at nap time. And it was a young infant. So there was crying because that's just the nature of, I don't like this. And, you know, as you said, that communication ability for an infant is crying. So she was really challenged by the fact that she had all these other children, this little child was crying, but she would go back and keep checking on him and yep. you know, reassuring yeah. that infant that, yep, I'm here, I know it's hard, you're going to be okay. And over time, that child maintained that trusting relationship and reassured that baby that she did not disappear forever.
Exactly, because, you know, as we know, infants don't have that sense of object permanence.
Right.
You know, if something is out of sight, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's that same for that infant that you're talking about who was working on transitioning to sleeping during the day in a crib. You know, that was a great strategy for that provider to use just because it assured that child that there is somebody here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is kind of a no choice transition that we need to make,
mm-hmm.
but I'm here to support you and help you through it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone. You haven't been abandoned. I'm here, and I'm going to do what I can to help you.
Mm-hmm. And too, I think initially in this setting, in this situation, actually, at certain times, that baby was so worked up that it could not calm himself, because it was early on when
mm-hmm.
this transition was happening, and so the provider just went in and picked up the baby and helped calm it, but stayed in the room near the bed, so that it was just kind of that, still that feeling of you're in the same place,
mm-hmm. right.
but once again, I'm here, I'm going to help you make it better, and
yeah.
that type of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like with all of us, you know, when we're trying to change a habit, which is what that infant mm-hmm. had gotten into, was
Definitely.
The habit of sleeping in the car seat, and we know how hard it is to change a habit. And, you know, I think habits are most successfully changed, you know, kind of in a gradual way. Some might argue and say that kind of a cold turkey,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, an infant does not have the coping skills and ability to think about executively, I'm breaking a habit cold turkey.
Right,
you
right.
know, they need yep, they need support and more of a gradual type transition.
Because mm-hmm.
what you're really trying to do is, yes, you're trying to change a habit, but you're really, you know, your main goal is to let the child know that they're not alone in doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's help child care providers who might get that question from the parents of a newborn who are going to come back in 8 weeks or so mm-hmm. with their child to enroll them in the program, or maybe a little bit longer, but around that period of time. And they're saying, what should I do to make sure I can get my baby to sleep well before I bring her in to, or him or her in to your care, so that they have some good answers for parents.
Mm-hmm.
What is some advice we would give child care providers?
Well, I think one of the first things is routine,
mm-hmm.
And making sure that there's a routine to bedtime, and that routine is very consistent. You know, oftentimes we don't think about reading stories to infants, but I mean, you can start reading stories to children
when they're in the womb.
Yeah. And so, you know, no age is too young to start reading stories in the rocking chair and then transitioning to bed. Or, you know, some parents will use music as kind of a calming. But whatever it is that you're choosing to use, it needs to be routine and consistent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A bath. Some families use a bath,
mm-hmm.
which is a real calming, soothing bath.
Yep. Some infants might need to be swaddled,
mm-hmm.
Especially really young infants that might be more comfortable with that, and others may not. You know, of course, one of the things, too, to share with parents is just the whole idea of sleeping safety.
Right.
Which is not what we're talking about here, but it's pretty hard to leave that out.
Oh, definitely.
So I guess for me, it's just that consistency and routine. And plus, it's such a great time to support the building of that strong attachment relationship.
Mm-hmm. And we want to help parents and child care providers help parents understand that some children's temperament may be a little more intense, and they may not be able to settle as easily as another
mm-hmm.
child did that the family
mm-hmm.
had, or they may have less regularity. And so patience is needed,
yeah.
and just letting them cry it out isn't going to help them learn to regulate.
No.
And it may, in fact, increase
yeah.
their anxiousness.
Well, and I
inability.
Think, too, often when you talk to parents, I mean, the parent is the child's partner in regulation. The child takes, you know, the child senses the parent's anxiety level
Definitely.
And whether they're calm or not. Some parents hearing their baby cry is not going to be a very calming experience, and they're going to become anxious, and
mm-hmm.
then when they do go to meet the child's needs, the infant can feel that tension and anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess another thing too is just to really, you know, going back to work is a hard thing for parents, but it's not always a choice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think too we can support infants by supporting their parents and encouraging them to make sure that they're taking care of themselves too. Because if they're not at their best, they're not going to be able to be the best parent.
Great. That's a great point, and I think a really good way to wrap up, because mm-hmm. parents often will be very hard on themselves, thinking they're not doing the right kind of job if they don't have their baby, their infant, maybe sleeping through the night right away, or whatever, many
right.
kinds of different
sure.
Things that they'll place on themselves. And as, again, you're talking about the partner in regulation, but we can be these regulatory partners with the parents as well, and helping
exactly.
them see
yep.
that, you know, they're doing a great job, and,
right.
and we're
yep.
there to support them.
Yep.
So.
And that yep. reassurance of touching base with them throughout mm-hmm. the day and saying, oh, you know what, remember when you left and the baby mm-hmm. was crying, but no, mm-hmm. he seems really happy and content. Just, and thinking that parent wants to know every minute. Of course, realistically,
right.
you can't share every minute, but to really remember that information is so calming to the parent, too, when they're far away.
Exactly.
And I want to just say that we will be we will be putting up a self-study course on attachment in our learning center at our website, www.inclusivechildcare.org. For those who want to get more information, I think that'll be really helpful mm-hmm. to people out there if they're interested. So thank you both for being here. This was
yeah,
a very
great.
Good discussion. I really
Thanks
appreciate it.
Thanks for having
it.
Me.
That's all for now. See you next time.